Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The South African president, Jacob Zuma, has announced the findings of an inquiry into the shooting by police of striking workers at the Marikana platinum mine. 34 miners were killed in August 2012, the worst violence the country has seen since the end of apartheid. The inquiry heavily criticised the police.
The commission found that a police operation should not have taken place on the 16th August because of the defects in the plan. It would have been impossible to disarm and disperse the strikers without significant bloodshed.
It said the unions and the mine owners' lawmen had failed to resolve the strike. President Obama has described a Supreme Court decision to uphold a crucial part of his health care overhaul as a victory for hard-working Americans. He was speaking after the court ruled that subsidies to make health insurance affordable should not depend on where people live.
There can be no doubt that this law is working. It has changed and in some cases saved American lives. It set this country on a smarter, stronger course.
Gary O'Donoghue looks at the court's decision in detail.
The case turned on just four words in the legislation, established by the state. Opponents argued that in the 34 states that had chosen not to establish insurance markets for people to buy health plans, the subsidies that should be paid to the poorest would not be available. But in the end, the Supreme Court voted 6-3 to throw out the challenge. Hillary Clinton, the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination, applauded the decision. But the Republican leader of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, said Obamacare was still a broken law.
Eurozone finance ministers have ended their talks aimed at solving the Greek debt crisis without agreement. It's expected they'll reconvene on Saturday for another round of negotiations to try and prevent Greece defaulting on its debt. Jean-Claude Juncker, the president of the European Commission, has refused to accept a failure of the talks.
We haven't yet reached a point at which we could say that we've come to an agreement, but I will work until the last second to make sure that the Euro project does not collapse. I'm working for a solution compatible with the interests of Greece and Europe. I do not accept a scenario that others may already have accepted. First, I will do my duty.
The former head of the Roman Catholic Church in Ireland has given an unreserved apology to victims of a notorious paedophile priest whose offending he had failed to prevent. Cardinal Sean Brady, the former Archbishop of Armagh, admitted that the culture of an internal church inquiry into Father Brendan Smith in 1975 was to protect the good name of the church. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Rwanda's head of intelligence has appeared in court in London following his arrest under a Spanish indictment for war crimes. Karenzi Karake was released on bail. He said he would resist attempts to have him extradited to Spain. Outside the court, the Rwandan Attorney General, Johnson Businge, welcomed the decision.
Well, I'm so happy justice is done. I'm happy that probably it's the beginning of a long journey to expose these Spanish indictments. So because they have been illegal, unlawful, illegitimate, I'm hoping that this is a journey to expose them in the courts of law.
Spain indicted Mr. Karake in connection with the killings of civilians, including Spanish aid workers, in the aftermath of the genocide in 1994. Mourners have gathered in Charleston, South Carolina, for the first funerals of the nine African Americans shot dead at a Bible class last week. Ethel Lance and Saronda Singleton were among the victims of a white gunman at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Striking taxi drivers in France are causing disruption in many cities. They're protesting against the ride-sharing service UberPop, which is continuing to operate while it contests a court ban. From Paris, Hugh Schofield.
Taxi drivers have set up blockades at junctions, railway stations and at the airports, and when they spot someone who they think is an independent driver, someone using the Uber phone app, there are arguments and at times violence. The American singer Courtney Love, who was on her way to Charles de Gaulle Airport, said that the car that she was in was stopped by protesters who smashed a window with clubs and then threw stones at her as she tried to get away. The row is over the rapid growth of independent chauffeurs using the internet and GPS geolocation, who taxi drivers say have none of the costs that they do and are driving them out of business.
Hugh Schofield reporting. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 kekenet.com。